haven't seen it done thus far. Praise the Lord. We're going to make ready now, amen, to receive the word, amen, of the Lord. Amen. So if you will stand with me, as it is customary to do, and let us turn our attention, amen, to the book of Numbers, amen, chapter 32 and verse 6. Amen. And it reads, "And Moses said to the children of God and to the children of Reuben, shall your brethren go to war while you sit here?" Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you for everything that has been said and done thus far. Now as we make ready to receive your word, I pray that you open up our hearts, our minds, and our understanding, that we may receive your word and receive it with joy, receive it with gladness, and having received it, then that we act upon it to do all that you have commanded us to do, so that we may continue to enjoy your promises, your blessings, and that you will be glorified in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I would like to continue, amen, with our subject. Amen. Will you fight or do nothing? Part two. Will you fight or do nothing? Amen. We're taking the time to examine the historical account in the book of Numbers when the tribes of Reuben and God expressed their desires to not cross over Jordan and the agreement that they made with Moses. Mm-hmm. We've already discovered, amen, that they had much livestock, did they not? Mm-hmm. Amen. According to Numbers 32 and 1, and they realized that where they were, amen, the land was ideal for maintaining their livestock, and they wanted to take advantage of it. You know how we do sometimes. Amen. Isn't it amazing that church folks are doing the same thing today? We will miss church or kingdom work, amen, just to take advantage of something of our own selfish desires. Am I right about it? Amen. And so we find in the text that they requested to be given the land as their possession that they already were having and not be taken over the Jordan River with the rest of Israel or the rest of the church. According to Numbers 32 and 5, Numbers 32 and 5 declares, they said that if we have found favor in your sight, Moses, if we've done anything right in your sight, if we got favor, let this land where we are be given to us, your servants, as a possession. Do not take us over the Jordan. Don't do it, Moses. Don't do it. If we've found favor in your sight, leave us right here. Lord God,
help us, Lord.
I don't care if God said for all of us to cross over. Amen. Glory to God. We got something going on here. So if you would just leave us right here, everything will be all right. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor, if we have found favor in your sight,
come on now.
Don't have church tonight. We need a break. Lord, help us today. Ooh. There are some things that we need to do and catch up on. How about waiting for another time? Please don't take us over Jordan. Don't do it, don't do it. If we have found favor in your sight, please don't do it. Lord God, help us. And so now it's God's fault because he defeated the enemy who was already there. It doesn't matter that we all should cross over and be one people. We'll just stay here and do our own thing. Anybody ever felt that way before? We'll just stay right here and do our own thing. Please don't take us over. We'd rather just stay in God's permissive will rather than his perfect will. Lord, help the day. What's amazing today is that folks won't even ask or inform you of their intentions or their whereabouts. They just do what they want to do apart from what everyone should be doing. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Anybody ever met anybody like that? Oh, my God. I'm convinced that people really have their own agenda. And it's more about what they want to do than what needs to be done. Help us, Lord. Help us today. It's right here in the book. Oh, my God. But Moses had a response. Being the man of God that he was, he had a response for these two tribes, these two, amen, individuals, or this set of individuals who wanted to do what they thought was best. And he did not bite his tongue. Lord God, have mercy. In fact, Moses started preaching a sermon. He declares in Numbers 32 and 6, shall your brethren go to war while you sit here? Shall they go in and possess the land while you sit here? Lord God, have mercy. In other words, shall you be at ease while your brethren go and fight? Lord, have mercy. When it's not with your brethren's help that the land you desire is now available to you? Was it not because of their intervention?
That's right.
Their warfare that you have what you so desire right now? Lord, help us today. With that, I gave you four points of view from Moses' perspective, did I not? Moses said that such an act would discourage their brethren. Oh, yes, it's discouraging when we don't all move as a unit.
That's right.
Moses, he said that they would be no different than the 10 spies who discouraged Israel by their report and who aroused God's anger against them. You acting just like these folks. He told them that they would be a brood of sin for men and would increase God's anger against Israel. If you want to stay here while the rest of us go and fight and possess the land, you're going to anger God. Fourthly, he told him directly that they would destroy God's people. What a sermon. Preach on, Moses. Don't you know discouragement, amen, can cause people to fail at heart? That's why we have to be encouraging. We have to be an example. Lord God, have mercy, amen. When it's time to move, we ought to move as a unit. Move as a people. Move as one. My God, let's go on and take a look at the agreement. Amen. Almost sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The agreement. Amen. Glory to God. And so, after such a powerful, convicting message by Moses, the tribes of Reuben and God decided to do something. They decided to do something. It took a stern message. It took a stern preaching, a stern whipping and chastisement, amen, to get them to decide to do something.
That's right.
And so they offered to send their soldiers to help Moses possess the promised land. Don't you know you can't do God no favor? You can't do God no favor. Amen. The land was already there. All we had to do was go in and possess it, drive out the enemy. And so they decided to dispense with some of their soldiers to help possess the promised land, as we see in verse 16 through 19. Look what it says. Then they came near to him. Somebody said Moses. And they said, we will build sheepfolds. Somebody said walls. We're going to build walls here for our livestock and cities. Somebody said wall settlements. Oh yeah, we're going to build some walls. We're going to set up camp right here. And we're going to do it for our little ones. So you can see now they ain't got no mind to cross over. Now they are telling Moses what they would do. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know how we do. Amen. I won't be there today, Pastor, because my cousin is in town.
Come on now.
Don't tell me the word of God doesn't have a modern day application. Praise the Lord. I won't be there today, Pastor. Whatever the case may be, verse 17 says, listen to what they said, but we ourselves will be armed, ready to go before the children of Israel until we have brought them to their place. We already have our own place, but we're going to stay with you until they get their place. Lord, have mercy. They done segregated themselves from the body. Praise the Lord. Brought them to their place, and our little ones will dwell in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We ain't taking our children with us now. Praise the Lord. We're going to give you a few fighting men. We're going to go on over there, and we're going to fight a little bit. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to come on back home. Right. Praise the Lord. Because this is where we want to be. I'll stay on over there. Now, I know I'm supposed to be over there because over there is what's best for me, but I'm going to stay over here where it's good for me. See how we miss out on God's blessing?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Verse 18 says, we will not return to our homes now until every one of the children of Israel has received his inheritance. Now they are talking like they are not a member of Israel. You ever heard some church folks, church members, they talk like they are not even a member of the church. Talk like they are not even part of the body of the church. What's up with that? Ain't that crazy? Well, we are all supposed to be one. Isn't that right? Amen. Glory to God. Verse 19 says, for we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan and beyond, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this eastern side of Jordan. Praise the Lord. You know how we do. You all go ahead. We're going to stay down on this end where we live. We don't care what God says. Praise the Lord. Amen. We done got ourselves comfortable right where we are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For we will not inherit with them. Talk about segregation.
Yes.
Lord God have mercy. Isn't that madness?
Amen.
Glory to God. So in other words, Moses, we are not going to join them. What kind of crazy talk is that? Are we going to keep our membership? It's basically saying we're going to keep our membership over here to ourselves. We're here, but that's all we're going to do. Y'all see that? This is supposed to be one people all obeying God. He told Moses and Joshua to cross over and take all the people.
That's right.
Cross over and take them all. Take them all, Moses. Cross over and take them all. Listen, people, don't be deceived. Moses was paying attention to everything that they were saying.
That's right.
Can I stay in the book?
In
verses 20 and 23, I won't be before you long, just about done. We find that Moses agrees. Moses agrees, but only with a stern warning. You know, sometimes we have to give people a stern warning. I agree with you this time. But be aware. Be advised.
Right.
Stern warning. Stern warning. Because I know you're in direct disobedience to what God's want. But I'm going to give you a stern warning. He says in verse 20 through 23, praise the Lord, he said, then Moses said to them, if you do this thing, now listen, if you do this thing, in other words, what you said, if you arm yourself before the Lord for the war, and all your armed men cross over the Jordan before the Lord until he has driven out his enemies from before him. If you do this now, I'm giving you a stern warning. Verse 22 says, up until the land is subdued before the Lord. Now, not in your eyesight, but the Lord's.
That's right. Right.
Not in your eyesight now. But God's eyesight. Because you know sometimes we make up our own mind when we're done. We make up our own mind when we're done. When we're finished. Praise the Lord. Amen. When service is over, should be over. We make up our own mind. Praise the Lord. But this is what Moses says to him. Praise the Lord. Until the land is subdued before the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Then afterwards, you may what?
Return.
Return and be blameless before the Lord and before Israel. Moses giving them a reprieve. Moses doing this. I pray that he's doing it under the leadership of God. But we're finding people who are drifting off into God's permissive will rather than his perfect will. Glory to God. And then he says, if you do this now, you will be blameless before the Lord and before Israel. And this land then shall be your possession before the Lord. Somebody said permissive will.
Permissive
will. Verse 23 said, but if you
do not do so,
if you don't do it, then take note. Take note right now. You have sinned against the Lord. And be sure.
Be finally sure.
Be ultimately sure. Without a doubt that your sin will find you out. Lord God have mercy. That's why our nays should be nays. And our nays, our yeas should be yeas, and our nays should be nays. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. But if you do not so, then take note you have sinned against the Lord. So the land they desire will be theirs if they carry through with their word.
That's right.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Our word, even today, is very important.
That's right.
Can I get a witness?
Get a witness.
Praise the Lord. It's very important. But if they don't keep their agreement according to the word of God, they would have sinned against the Lord. Mm-hmm. And to be sure that their sin will find them out. Try and hide it if you want to. Keep saying one thing and doing another if you want to. Praise the Lord. But your sin will find you out. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, help us, Jesus. If we don't keep our agreement, then we too have sinned against the Lord. If we don't keep our agreement. My God. Lord, if you deliver me from this, I'll do that. Some of us be lying through our teeth without even opening our mouth.
Yes, sir.
My God, if you do this for me, Lord, and I'll do that. My God, isn't that something?
Amen.
Lord God, help me. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 11, this is my last witness for the day. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10 and 11. We are told that what happened to Israel served as an example to us. And it was written then for our admonition, our learning, our, amen, warning, our, amen, chastisement. Listen to this. He said, now all these things happened to them as what?
Examples.
As examples. And they were written for our what?
Admonition.
Our admonition. Everything that happened, it was examples. And they were written, put in black and white, so we won't forget it. My God, my God, oh God. And he says here, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. He writes in the present tense. Praise the Lord, in 1 Corinthians, the end of the ages have come. Again, I said earlier, we're already in the sixth dispensation, which is what?
Grace.
And the next stop, my friend, is divine government. My God, we are at the ends of the ages. We are at the end. Just as we came into grace, we have to transgress out of grace. We have to exit grace. We came into it, we got to go out of it. Egress and ingress. It's only going to last but so long. And we got to move into the seventh. And so the next stop then is divine government. Give God some praise. Divine government. God was God himself. Come down and reign for 1,000 years. Put down all rebellion. God have mercy. We are at the end of the ages, my friend. Is the word of God speaking to you?
Yes. Be speaking to all of us.
Is he speaking to you? I stop by today to tell you to be encouraged. Be encouraged, saints of God. Stand ready to fight. Stand ready to move as a unified body with one mind, being on one accord. Stand ready. Dispense with this individualism. We are the body of Christ.
That's right.
Let this same mind be in us that was in Christ Jesus. The word is speaking to us today. Be encouraged. Listen. Forget what is good and reach for the best. Ah, yes. Forget about what is good. Reach for the best. When God said everybody go across, the best is on the other side. Don't let the green grass fool you. Somebody must have read that before they wrote that song. And these two tribes thought the grass was greener where they were. Praise the Lord. But God said, all of you, all of you, I want everybody to enjoy it. Cross over. Pastor shouldn't have to make no pact with you. Shouldn't have to write no contract with you. He shouldn't have to alter the vision and the goals of the church just for you.
Come on, say it.
Amen. God, help us. And you shouldn't even ask him to. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Reach for the best and not the good.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. God is good to us. Amen. Glory to God. We'll finish next week. We'll get to it again next week. Amen. We'll see what the results and consequences are. Is that all right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's just for me. It's for me and my family. We're going over. We're going to cross over. Praise the Lord. I don't care how good it looks, but we're crossing over. Praise the Lord. Why? Because God says, I got to go where the best is. Can't be fooling around with the good. God called us to be eagles. Amen. Not yard scratches. Barnyard scratches like chickens. Amen. We got the soil with the eagles. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the word. Thank God for each and every one of you. Let us take those things we've heard here. Send them to our consciousness. And do that which God has called amen, us to do. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you again for this opportunity, Lord God, to share your word. Open up our hearts and our minds and our understanding. Let us receive your word with gladness, Lord. We need your help, particularly in this day and time in which we are living, Lord God. We need the very best. Help us to transcend from that which is good to the best, because the best is what you have and want for us, oh Lord God. Help us to abide in your perfect will and not your permissive will. In the name of Jesus. Help us, keep us in the name of Jesus. Save us to the uttermost by the washing of your word. In the name of Jesus. Heal us by your word, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Everybody that is sick, under duress, under attack, I pray for it right now. In the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up Elder Turner. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
lift up Brother Mark and was ailing him. In the name of Jesus. Every pain, every discomfort, be gone, oh Lord God. Give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding.
Yes, God.
To care for this dust up.
Yes,
which is the dwelling place of your Holy Ghost.
Oh, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Send your word to heal us.
Yes, Lord.
Completely.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, help us. Help us, oh, Lord, God. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us from poverty.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. Oh, God. Meet our needs according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You say, Lord God, we should seek you first in your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Your righteousness.
Your righteousness, Father.
These things that we stand in need of, these things that we desire.
Yes, God.
That
yes,
you would
God.
Give them to us.
Yes, Father God.
They will be added into our lives.
In the name of
Jesus.
I believe it, Father.
I claim it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Whatever we're troubled with, whatever we're concerned about.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
Loose anxieties that overwhelms us sometimes.
My God.
Let us not forget your word.
Let us not forget your word.
Let us stand on your promise.
Yes, God.
Promises that cannot fail.
Cannot fail.
In the name of Jesus. I mean, what we're faced with, how grim.
Yes,
damn in this moment, the
yes,
situation.
God.
Look,
yes, God.
You're the bright
yes, God.
And morning star.
You're great, God. You're great. God.
Shine upon us.
You're great, God.
And keep us as only we can.
As only
we give you praise, O Lord God.
We give you praise, Father.
And we give you praise.
We give you praise.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, God. Thank you.